troubling truth rises from North Korea. I'm Ruth Kramer, and this is Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Today, we'll learn what has one ministry concerned about the Hermit Nation. We'll also cover refugee outreach and greenhouse growth, too. But first, North Korea's reach may actually be longer than we thought. Their ultimate end goal is long-range ballistic missiles. Officials said this week their short-range ones are ready for combat. But Voice of the Martyrs' Todd Nettleton says North Korea has long-distance plans of another sort already in place.
They have the ability to go check on information, and I would assume if they have that ability in Australia and in Hong Kong, they likely have that ability in the United States as well.
Evidence surfaced during a recent conversation between Todd and a Christian who was released from a North Korean prison.
They sent somebody to his home in Australia. They sent somebody to his office in Hong Kong. That was the thing that was surprising to me, is that even in far-off foreign countries, they have people who can go check out information.
So what can we do to help a persecuted Christian family?
For those who are being held in the concentration camps, their life is horrible.
And as you pray about North Korea, pray for the refugees in the Middle East, too. Human rights advocates are bemoaning Friday's EU deal, which turns refugees away from Europe and back into Turkey, which is already holding the world's largest refugee population. Nonetheless, God is at work. Christian Aid Mission partners are seeing church attendance boom as mostly Muslim refugees are coming to learn about Christ. Pray for transformation as gospel truth enters their hearts. You're listening to Mission Network News. There's drought and a severe food shortage in Ethiopia. You get the feeling you've already heard this story a few times? Well, Compassion Africa's vice president says the conditions right now are very familiar. In fact, failed crops have a certain sense memory for him. But this time, there's timely help. Compassion builds up church partners and families so that they can withstand troubled times like these. As they do, the hope of Christ shines throughout the community. And this time, the story ends with survivors. In a closed Central American country, God is opening doors that have been shut for a very long time. Hillary Hershey with Vision Beyond Borders.
The Christians in this Central American country, they are not offered a lot of freedoms based off of their government. And so a lot of their jobs don't offer much income. But the good thing is that the church is still growing. And despite their circumstances, they're just prospering in their hope in the Lord.
To support them, Vision Beyond Borders serves these Central American churches through trips and a pastor's program.
The purpose of our trip is to bring them supplies that they don't have readily available, as well as provide funding.
Vision Beyond Borders' pastor's program helps to support pastors so they can keep serving God. On average, these same pastors make about $20 a month. So, for less than a cup of coffee a day, you can help a church. Keep listening for more details. And finally, organic produce is all the rage, but most consumers don't consider how it affects the people who are growing it. Many of Farmers International's loan projects help third world farmers create a sustainable income. Joe Richter of Farm says,
what we're seeing in some of the countries we're working with is a real interest in growing crops in greenhouses.
For many reasons, greenhouses are a good option for farmers wanting to go organic. And because of the demand for organic produce, they get more income. Ultimately, this increases the local church's ability to share the gospel.
Because our program gives interest-free loans to these individuals, they agree out of their project profits to tithe back into their local church, which really spurs on evangelism and church planting.
There's a lot of exciting stuff happening because of these projects. Head to missionnews.org to learn more about it. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Alzheimer's and dementia. For friends and family of the patients, these are extreme tests of faith. Sat7 is offering a free booklet called This Ugly Disease, offering a glimpse of one family's faith walk through this valley. It's free when you sign up at missionnews.org. It's a different look at your world. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.